Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. COVID-19 hospitalizations appear to have peaked in Texas after a massive surge sparked by holiday gatherings. But as Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports, hospitals are still experiencing a spike in patients in intensive care units around the state.
State data show more than 13,000 Texans are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's more than at any time during the summer surge. While new cases and hospitalizations appear to be trending down, the virus is still spreading rapidly. The state continues to report thousands of new cases every day. Hospital capacity remains an issue, especially in intensive care units. Federal figures show more than 50 ICUs in the state report no available staffed beds. Deaths are also on the rise. Daily death counts topped 420 for 3 days this past week. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.
More than 416,000 people have died from COVID-19 around the U.S., and there have been nearly 25 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus since the pandemic began, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. 1 year ago, 11 million residents in the Chinese city of Wuhan went into lockdown. For the next 76 days, they were shut inside their homes to contain the pandemic. Today, China is still discovering dozens of new coronavirus cases each day, but Wuhan has gone months without reporting new cases, and life has mostly gone back to normal. NPR's Emily Fang has more from Wuhan.
Last year, it was a ghost town. There were no people on the streets. When people did venture outside, many still decided to wear full hazmat suits. But the last few days I was back in Wuhan, the commercial areas were full again. Traffic was back. People were eating out in restaurants. Of course, there are still restrictions. You have to wear face masks, and you cannot gather in numbers of more than a dozen.
NPR's Emily Fang reporting. The Biden administration has announced plans to combat domestic extremist groups, which it calls a serious and growing national security threat. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the White House is ordering the U.S. intelligence community to launch an investigation following the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol building.
The administration says it will compile a comprehensive threat assessment coordinated with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security on domestic violent extremism. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration will develop policies and strategies that are based on facts and objective analysis.
The January 6th assault on the Capitol and the tragic deaths and destruction that occurred underscored what we have long known. The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat.
Federal authorities continue to monitor threats of potential violence from extremist groups after thousands of pro-Trump rioters breached the Capitol earlier this month.
You're listening to NPR News. More than 2,000 people have been arrested in a wave of protests that swept across Russia, with demonstrators demanding the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He was arrested last Sunday after returning home from Germany, where he was recovering from a nerve poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. Officials say his stay in Germany violated terms of a suspended sentence. NPR's Lucian Kim has more from Moscow.
Thousands of Russians demonstrated in cities large and small across the vastness of Russia. In Moscow, protesters like lawyer Maria Nechayeva defied a heavy police presence.
They can't put everybody in jail. There are many people, and I don't think that we have enough jails to put everyone in there.
There are reports of hundreds of arrests nationwide, including the brief detention of Navalny's wife, Yulia. Navalny's international stature has grown since his poisoning this summer. But the Kremlin's decision to jail Navalny when he returned has helped cement his position as a national leader for those opposed to President Vladimir Putin's rule. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
The world's most famous sled dog race has lost another major sponsor. ExxonMobil, a sponsor since 1978, says it will end its relationship with the event after this year's shortened race. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has lobbied ExxonMobil for years to drop its sponsorship of the race in Alaska. Exxon cites economic reasons, but also says the health and safety of the dogs is important. PETA says they're not going to stop until the dogs are no longer forced to, quote, race until they're dead. This is NPR.